My name is Erhard Busig. I'm from Austria, and I'm working for a very long time in Central and Eastern European affairs, especially before the downfall of the Iron Curtain, on the question moving towards democracy and human values, and afterwards on reconciliation. Under this context, religions are playing a very important role, because it's not only the communist past, I think it is also the confrontation of different churches and religions, and I think it is even coming under new conditions by immigration. So far, I think it's extremely important that the acceptance of the belief of the other is existing, and even a knowledge what kind of values, what kind of ideas are represented by the others, because if you want to live together, I think you need this a precondition of living together, of have this kind of cooperation, which we are partly, for sure, missing. I think we have a lot of prejudges. I think that's extremely quickly done. Everybody knows everything, but is not having not a knowledge. So far it's a precondition to have a knowledge. And also to have a certain kind, I'm following a theologian saying we need empathy and compassion. Empathy means to feel that you understand what the other is meaning, and compassion means also to suffer with him under the conditions in which we are living. I'm deeply convinced. I think that the so-called book religions or Abrahamites have a great importance, and so far it's quite necessary that they are coming closer to each other. That does not mean that the distinctions and the differences are put off. That's not possible. But I think the understanding about the position of the other is a first bridge for common activities against others. I think these religions are endangered not in the relation to each other. They are endangered, I think, to the lack of sense for ethical values and so on and so on. That's of extreme importance. And I want to mention, we are living in the so-called global village. We are neighbors. Yes. And I think if you want to live with a neighbor, you need some knowledge about him and you have to accept him. It doesn't mean that you ought to have the same opinion, but I think a mutual understanding is one of the preconditions of living together. In the moment, I may say, I'm not skeptical, I'm anxious. Because we have a kind of polarization, also with radicalism, and also the primitive prejudges are increasing. So far, it's extreme importance of education and of the medias. Here has to be more done that we are getting a better mutual understanding.